Hello. 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 Buenas. Hello.
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 Oh, yes? Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's speaking?
Oh, good. Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How are you, Local Splash? How are you doing?
Hi, I'm really good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Listen, one of my friends, they gave me your number. They told me you're doing so well.
Oh, good.
The company name for them is Dream House Home Improvement, something like that.
Dream House Home Improvement?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me put that in the notes. Referred by Dream House Home Improvement. And then I was looking up your company. Are you the owner of Citywide Building Maintenance?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Okay. So I don't know how much your friend told you about this program, but what we're going to do is we would optimize your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. So what that means for you is that anytime someone's in your area and they're looking for your service, we'll make sure that your company comes up on the first page every single time. So it's something that is generated to bring you a lot more new business by giving you that exposure. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. And then do you have a website yet?
I have it, but I lost it. Yeah, no.
Okay.
You do the website anyway.
We can, absolutely. And then how long have you owned the business, Francisco?
Maybe 20 years.
Wow, good for you. Okay.
But I'm doing cleaning.
Yes, I see that. Citywide Building Maintenance, you're more in the cleaning and the janitorial category, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I could put you into the established business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes.
He told me $250.
Okay, Let me look up his account, because that's the friends and family rate, and if he's in that pricing, I would definitely honor it for you. Do you have his business phone number by chance?
One second. Yeah, 516.
Okay, 516.
234.
234.
9645.
9645. Okay, let me look. Vincio Aguilar?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, let me see. Oh, you're right. He has the friends and family rate, 249. Okay, I'll honor that for you also, Francisco, since you were referred by him. And then what I'll do is I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you, and my technician is going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Now, if you have pictures or a logo or examples of your work, let my technician know and they'll put that up on your site for you. If you don't have that type of content, that's okay too. We can use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry, okay? Because our main
I have it, but it's different name of the company. I changed the company 3 years ago, you know?
Okay. Changed the company 3 years ago. But that means we can still promote that you're a trusted business in the community of over 20 years experience, right? But you're a new business.
We can put reference too. You know, I have so many references.
Perfect. Okay. I love that. Okay. So it sounds like you have a lot of credibility that we can add to your listing. And then do you want me to send the confirmation email to the same one you put on the form, frank1570@yahoo.com? Okay. And then is this the phone number you want displayed for your business?
Yes.
Okay. Any alternate line for internal purposes, or would everything go
through?
No, that's
okay.
Okay. And then the 83-20 Petite Avenue, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes, I have, yes, but, you know, I have a house there. And what happened is I put a company name, but you can put him on sign, you know. I live in Long Island most of the time. But I want to be the business Long Island, Queens, and Manhattan. You can do it.
Okay. Target, Long Island, Manhattan, and Queens. Okay. So the reason I'm asking you that question is that Google will send you a PIN verification code to your address. Can you receive that PIN code at that Petite Avenue address?
No, send me to different address, better, man.
Because okay, what's the other address?
97 Chestnut Street.
97 Chestnut Street.
Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai?
Uh-huh, Mount Sinai, New York, 11766.
11766. Is that closer to your target area?
It is, Long Island, yes.
Long Island, okay, perfect. And you can get the PIN code there, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that PIN code will be there within 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very important part of the process. So once you get that, make sure to get it back to us, okay?
Okay. Okay, let me say something. After that, you got to pay $249 a month. That's it, right?
Yeah, it's $249 on a month-to-month basis, and you're going to be grandfathered into that address. So it's not going to matter if you get, you know, 5 jobs or 50 jobs. You're always going to have that same flat rate, okay?
Okay. Let me ask something, one more thing. I'm trying to do construction, too. You think it's better to do separate one?
It would be better to do a separate one, and here's why. If you put your keywords up for the cleaning company, and they're, you know, cleaning, janitorial, maintenance, everything will be very strong in that category, so you're going to rank on the first page for those keywords. But if you start adding construction keywords to that profile, when Google sends out the web crawlers, they're going to be confused. They're not going to know, are you a cleaning company or are you a construction company?
Okay.
And they'll bypass you. So
okay.
Do you want to set up 2 profiles or do you want to do just one for now and then
just
later?
One for now. I will see how we're doing the first one. The other thing, I'm buying and selling house. Do you think something we can do that too?
Does construction and...
It is. What I'm doing is buying and flipping. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get a customer direct to me from the flipping house. I don't know if you can do it, something like that.
So we can, but it would be keywords like houses for sale, things like that, like real estate keywords, you know?
Yes.
So we could definitely do that for you if you wanted.
But you got to be two so separate to the construction too, or no?
Yeah, it has to be separate from the construction.
Okay. Let's go start with the cleaning because this is what I'm doing long time. And let's
see
how it works, the cleaning, and then we start with the other ones. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, and when you're ready to sign up the second one and the third one, you'll get a little bit of a break on those. I can do those for you at the corporate rate for $229 monthly. So once you have one business on board, I can do the second and the third at the $229. But we'll start with just this first one. And then did you want to set it up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
No, debit card.
Okay. And then it's your name on the card, Francisco, or the company name or both?
Company name and my name, both.
Okay. And then is the billing address the Chestnut Street or the Petite Avenue? What's the best billing address?
Petite.
Okay. So let me put that on here. 8320 Petite Avenue, Queens, New York, 11373, right?
Yes.
Okay. 11373. Okay, got it. Okay, so the card number, please.
Okay. That means I pay when I pay, today, and then when I got the next payment.
So your payments would always be on the 7th of each month because today's the 7th.
Okay, that's me. And then you send me the PIN, you say, or you start doing the work, how it works? explain to me a little bit more.
Okay, so how it's going to work is I will take the payment today and create an appointment for my technician to call you today. My technician's going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. Your website is going to launch first. You're going to have that up in 1 to 3 business days, and we'll put you on up to 60 directories. So we're going to start programming you in to Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages. That's all a part of giving citywide building maintenance the most dominant internet presence locally, okay? Then in 5 to 10 business days, you're going to receive that PIN verification code from Google in the mail. That's a very important part of the process. So once you get that, make sure to get it back to us, because what's happening behind the scenes, Francisco, is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into Long Island and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So once you get that PIN code and you give it to us to submit to Google, now they'll trust you and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business. I can trust him. But go ahead. You got a question?
What happened is, yes, I did with other company. I remember that. But it didn't work, you know. I just spent 3-4 months. They just called me 2-3 times. That's why, and they sent me, like you say, the cost for Google. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So did you use this 97 Chestnut Street, or did you use the other address?
I different address.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't think that will conflict, because what happens is if you wanted to set up a new profile under the same business and the same address, that might conflict with Google. But if you have a different address, it's not going to conflict, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you're good to go there. And then in the interim, we're going to start purchasing Google Ads for you. So industry standard for this type of placement does take 90 days. However, we're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days, and we're going to launch the ads for you in 2 weeks. So I always tell people you're definitely going to see activity within your first month, because we start the programming right away. However, it's the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you, okay?
It is easy when somebody talks, it's okay, you know, but in the beginning, it's hard if you don't know.
Yeah, that's why I like to give full disclosure and be completely transparent. That way you have proper expectations, you know? Yeah, exactly.
What about the email address, everything? How's it work?
The what?
Email address.
The email address?
Email address for me with the website, or how is it working?
So when your technician calls you later today, they're going to offer you something called G Suite. And if you want to add that on, you can. I think it's like $99 up front and then $19 a month after that. And it would give you an email account with your website. So let's say citywidebuildingmaintenance.com is available. They'll purchase that URL today, and then they'll give you the option to do the G Suites. The email typically isn't published on the Google listing, but we can publish it on the website if you like. So you're going to have a contact form on the website too. So even if you don't put the email on there, you'll still get email notifications if people fill that out.
That means you say $9, I got to pay $19 a month. That's what you told me?
Yeah, it's called G Suite. You have to pay a little bit extra for it, but you don't have to have it. Some people like it because it'll coincide with the web address. But what I would do, Francisco, is wait until that appointment first and see which web addresses are available, and then you can decide if you want to add that on or not, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It is a Visa.
Visa, okay, and the card number?
4563.
Okay.
3100.
Got it.
3275.
Mm-hmm.
6987.
6987. Okay, and expiration?
12/24.
And the little code on the back?
209.
209. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash. And then I will create that appointment for my technician to call you later today to go over the setup, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The name of the business is Citywide Building Maintenance, INC.
Okay, and then please state your name and title with the company.
My name is Francisco Arrieta, and I'm the president.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 7th, in the non-refundable amount of just $348. When the term...
$348?
Yeah, the $99... Yep, the $99 setup fee, Francisco, it goes on the first payment only, okay?
Okay.
So each month moving forward, you're always going to pay just the $249, but the setup fee just goes on the first month, okay?
Let me ask something. If anything is wrong, I can cancel anytime?
Yep, you can cancel at any time. This is a month-to-month subscription, and we do that, Francisco, because we're a performance-based company. So we allow you to try the program, track the results that you're getting, and pay as you go. If you're ever not happy, you can cancel. But I will tell you this. I've been doing this for a very long time, and you're never going to cancel because you're absolutely going to love it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So then it says, let me finish the voice verification. It has one more line. It says, this will be a recurring payment. And when the term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm looking at the calendar, Francisco. When my technician calls you later today, it's going to be approximately a 15-20 minute phone call. So I have a 12 noon available or a 6 p.m. What would work best?
6 p.m. is better.
6 p.m. Okay. So I'm going to block out an hour for you from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay.
And then lastly, you should have received a little text message right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay, so if you click on that, it will bring you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. It's very important that you go in and acknowledge that with your e-signature, Francisco, because that way you're going to be locked into the special pricing, and it will never go up in the future, okay? If you see that email or the text, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and you click on the link, scroll all the way to the bottom, plug your name in, and hit confirm signature. I think you might have to check a box just to show that you're an authorized user on the account. So check the box and put your signature in. And if you do it properly, it will say, it will ask you for a username and a password, okay? But you don't have to worry about that now. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay, what I have to do when I get a text, I click on the link and then what else?
Yeah, so you click on the link and then scroll all the way to the bottom of the page.
Okay.
And you'll see your name, Francisco B. Arrieta.
Okay.
So type your name in exactly the way I have it with the middle initial, and then check the box that's above that that says that you're an authorized user on the account, and then hit confirm signature.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And then that's going to guarantee that your pricing gets locked in for the future, no matter what, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so you are all good to go, Mr. Francisco. I will have my technician call you between 6 and 7 today.
Okay, they send you already the link. Just click?
Yep, click it.
Only one second.
And I'll make sure I walk you through that.
But the link, they say support local splash. I click, doesn't send me anywhere.
Let me look here.
Okay, Splash, we can. If you have any questions, please.
Oh, so look at the other email before, the other text before that, the one that says, Francisco B., thank you for choosing Local Splash. You
should have gotten anyone.
Oh, you didn't get the
text
first
or by
text.
Email?
Oh, check your email. It comes in the email, too, Francisco. You'll get an email that says Local Splash initial invoice.
No, I don't find it, though.
You don't? Okay, let me send you a new one. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, this says that it was sent successfully, but sometimes computers have a mind of their own, so I'll send it to you again.
They want to say local, welcome. Local, welcome.
You got the welcome email, but you didn't get the invoice email, so let me send it again. Okay, so this one says it was sent successfully, so let's just give it a second and make sure it gets to you.
By text, right?
It came by email this time.
Let me see that. I think it's going.
It'll say, you'll get two emails. You'll get the one that says, welcome to Local Splash, and the other one that says, Local Splash initial invoice.
Now I get it. Are the text, they say.
Oh, you got it. Oh, good. Okay.
I can click there. My
click on the link. Mm-hmm.
Go all the way to the down. They say sign. What I have to put it there, just
put your name the way that I have it there, Francisco B. Arrieta.
When they say sign, right?
Yep, and then there's going to be a little box above that that you have to check. So check the box, put your name in, and hit confirm signature.
1 minute, let me write my name. Francisco Villarrieta. They confirm your signature, right?
Yep. And then if it asks you for a username and a password, like I said, don't worry about that now.
I don't know. That doesn't go. You know, I put my name, Francisco Villarrieta. They say the day, and they say confirm your signature. I click it, I got it certified down there. Okay. Okay, I click already. Now they say username, password. What I do now?
Oh, good. Okay, no, that's a sign that you did it properly. So that means it went through, that it's asking you for a username and password. Don't worry about that. That's a username and your password for your client dashboard, but my technician will provide that later. Okay, my main thing was
okay.
Just... Mm-hmm.
We okay so far? Okay?
You're okay? Yep. You did it. My name's Tina. And I'm at extension 777. So I wanted to let you know that if you ever have questions, you can call me directly and put in that 777. If
you
want to talk to customer support, you can hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Francisco. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.